The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock Central Time. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here's AM 580's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Friday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA reports that U.S. exporters are selling 400,000 tons of hard red winter wheat for delivery to Iraq during the 2006-2007 marketing year. The department also is reporting the sale of 120,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations during the 2006-2007 marketing year. We'll discuss the implications of those sales for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with the folks from Strategic Farm Marketing. Cash hog prices today are called mostly steady with some firm undertones amid expectations of buying interest from packers for either late today, tomorrow, and or early Monday morning deliveries. Terminals are called steady to firm in a light volume test. Tops from 41.50 to 43.50. Peoria called 50 cents higher today with a top price of 41.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, October 26th, negotiated swine purchases were $13,054 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $54 to $65. The weighted average, $61.61, a gain of 70 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.19 to $50, and the weighted average was $47.25. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,975. The base price range was $54 to $63.85, the weighted average $61.37, a loss of 23 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42 to $50, the weighted average $47.44.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
Joining us now with our Friday look at the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Taking a look at the Midwest Corn Belt, first of all, we have a good bit of rain falling over the southern portions of the Corn Belt, so that's bogging down late harvest operations across a good portion of central and southern Missouri into southern Illinois, southern Indiana, Kentucky, and eventually Ohio will share in that. Now, north of there, there have been some light showers, and that, too, is at least temporarily halting harvest activities across northern Missouri, southern Iowa, much of the rest of Illinois and Indiana and Ohio. But as you go farther north, the amounts are less, so field work will start up more quickly north than south here over the next several days. The heaviest rains right now moving across portions of central and southern Missouri into southern Illinois, and they'll continue to push eastward today, and there will be lingering precipitation in the far eastern belt, generally northeastern Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio tomorrow, but most areas will already be drying out tomorrow, and the rest of the Midwest Corn Belt will have dry weather on Monday and Tuesday. A cool front will come through, or I should say Sunday and Monday. Cool front will come through Monday night into Tuesday, and that will trigger some scattered showers, in particular in the eastern Corn Belt, once we get into Tuesday, and there may be a few more here and there in the eastern half of the Corn Belt Wednesday. That could slow harvest operations a little bit once again, but the rainfall at that time is not expected to be heavy. We will have a warm-up Sunday into Monday, followed by a significant cool-down going into the middle of next week. So when we look at the next week as a whole, we're not looking for above-average temperatures except on a couple of days. So we're continuing to overall see the cool trend here. But it could get quite warm, especially compared to recently. On Monday, I'm looking for upper 60s in east central Illinois and some lower 70s as you get into west central and southwestern Illinois. So it's going to be quite a warm day on Monday before the next cold front comes through. Now, this rain system has produced some significant rainfall, in some cases a half an inch to an inch of rain across parts of the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt. So that's favorable for seed germination and early crop development from eastern Colorado across much of Kansas. That's where the best rains have fallen. It's a little bit drier as you go farther southwest in the wheat belt. So portions of Oklahoma and Texas did not pick up near as much rain. But conditions certainly helped out in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt by this latest weather system. As we turn to South America, the conditions still remain generally good for crop development down that way and for planting in Brazil. Now, planting has not been that good in Argentina this week, as there have been some showers and more are expected through the weekend. The heaviest rains yesterday and overnight were in Buenos Aires. Much of the province of Buenos Aires picking up an inch to 2 inches of rain, and concentrated on southwestern into central sections of Buenos Aires. So a lot of the production areas there, as well as neighboring eastern portions of La Pampa, picking up significant rainfall. And looks like up north there were some scattered showers too. Some were a little bit on the heavy side in northwestern Santa Fe and Santiago del Estero. But most of Brazil remained dry over the last 24 hours and will do so this weekend. The only exception in the last 24 hours, the southwestern portions of Mato Grosso do Sul, they did pick up some rain there. But Brazil's got good planting weather right now. Brazil will pick up some moisture next week. Argentina is wet. Not good planting weather, but they're recharging soil moisture. It will turn a bit drier in Argentina next week, so planting will be able to resume there. So when we look at the big picture, right now they're off to a favorable start for crop development. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 5.30 1/4 unchanged. Last trade up 7 3/4. May 5.33 1/2, up 5 1/2. Last trade up 5 1/2. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5.09 1/4, up 1 3/4. Last trade up 11 1/2. March 5.25 1/2, up 10. Last trade up 10 1/2. July 4.69 unchanged. Last trade up 4. September 4.73 up 4. Last trade up 4 1/4. December corn opened at 3.27 unchanged. Last trade up 5 1/2. March 3.39 down 1/2. Last trade up 5 1/2. May 3.45 1/2 down 1. Last trade up 5 1/2. July 3.50 1/2 down 1. Last trade up 4. Red line December 3.34 down 3/4. Last trade up 4. December oats opened at 235, up 1/2, last trade up 1/2. November beans opened at 626 1/4, down 1 1/2, last trade up 6 3/4. January 640 1/4, down 1 1/2, last trade up 6 3/4. July 663, up 1/4, last trade up 6 1/2. December soybean meal opened at 186.40, up 30, last trade up 180. December soybean oil opened at 2704, unchanged, last trade up 25. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good Friday morning, Dave.
Well, yesterday we looked at Kansas City wheat falling below its short-term uptrend line in trade, ending at 5.30 1/4. But this morning we got news that Iraq purchased 400,000 tons of hard red winter wheat. We can end the week on the uptrend side?
It certainly appears that way, Dave. Yeah, you're exactly right. The two news items that have hit the wheat market, one was overnight, like you just mentioned, the big wheat sale. The second one was somewhat talked about in yesterday's session, but I guess the technicians kind of blew it off and went ahead and sold both Chicago and Kansas City wheat to nearby futures down. But supposedly they swallowed those numbers and they said, a 60 to in Australia, the other big news, Australia government has forecasted a 62% drop in wheat output there from 25.1 million tons last year to 9.5 million metric tons this year. So that big drop combined with a big sale has the bulls right back in ready to buy wheat, and it's causing buy strategies on the other side of corn and soybeans as well.
Does this mean we're going to have a higher weekly high in corn?
It's certainly looks that way. You know, we closed last Friday at 312 on these futures. Right now we're 327, so that's 15 cents higher. They're calling corn another 3 to 5 higher here this morning. So, you know, I think what's going to be interesting is pushing off that 335 level again, 334, 335. Can we get through it or not? I don't know that we do today, but the momentum is certainly building. What's also interesting, Dave, is that the funds have been given the credit for running the market up this 90 cents to a dollar. This week, funds have only bought 7,000 contracts of corn, and yet we've been able to go up 15 cents. So it looks like we're getting some more buyers than just the funds in there.
Yep, some speculative buying and then sellers sitting on their hands.
They really are. The producer has sold 40 to 60% of his crop coming into the year, or a good percentage of guys did when they saw cash prices well over 250 during the growing season. And they're saying, I don't need any cash. And right now, if the market's going to continue to rally and do this during harvest, why get aggressive? So you got no farmer selling, and you got speculators that don't want to get in the way of this freight train. So very little buying results in these types of rallies.
Thanks much, Ed.
You bet, Dave. Thanks.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.